and it's still pretty bad.
Swollen.
And if it's not infected, it probably won't what much.
Swell much.
Right. And when you get a blister, you know, what's the liquid that comes out of it that forms under the skin?
Water.
And when's the best time to open it, the blister?
When it started to go down, go away.
Why is that?
I don't know. It won't make us sore. It just drain on it and dry away.
You mean that stuff that comes out, stuff?
The water, it accumulates in the heat.
Now, if somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say you got a doctor to look at the what?
The wound.
And when a wound doesn't heal clean, you know, and it might be a white kind of stuff might form around the edge of it. You know, have you ever seen that? Sometimes, you know, it has to be cut or burned out. So it's a what?
Flesh. Pride flesh.
Okay.
Pride flesh.
And did you ever hear, you call anything else? Where'd you learn pride flesh?
No.
I mean, is that what you've always called it?
Yes.
And what's one of the things you keep in your medicine cabinet that has, you know, might have a skull and crossbones in it? It'd be a bottle of what?
Iodine.
And then there's a white bitter powder that comes in capsules that you might have to take if you have a cold.
Quinine.
And if the doctor did everything he could, you know, you might say, well, he did everything good, but he, talking about the patient.
But he lost his patient.
So what did the patient do?
Died.
And so you say, well, she's been living all alone ever since her husband
died.
And are there any other words you could use for that?
Passed.
And have you ever heard anything else besides passed and died?
Not that I can think of.
Well, and now what would you say if it was just somebody that you didn't like? And you might say, well, I'm glad that old skin flint finally.
Croaked.
Alright. Well, what did you say? Well, he's been dead a week and nobody yet figured out what he
died with. Died from.
And what's the place you buried dead people?
A cemetery. Graveyard.
Well, is there a difference in a cemetery and a graveyard?
No.
Well, is there any difference in a public and a private one?
They're all the same. You bury dead there. The public ones, everybody be buried.
So
anybody may be buried in there. And the private one just private people be buried in, you know.
What about the area that covers one? You know, one covers. Does that make any difference?
The area now what?
The size of it, you know.
Another 6 feet.
No, I mean the area of a cemetery or a graveyard.
Where the cemetery is?
How big it is. Does that make any difference?
Oh.
What it's called?
Cemetery is a big place.
And what's the small?
I guess it would call a graveyard.
And what's the box people get buried in?
A casket.
And are there any other names for it?
Tombstone? That would be.
Well, for the casket. You ever
a vault.
Well, is that what they go in, or is that the big thing the casket goes down in?
That's the big thing the casket goes down in.
And what's the ceremony?